538 730 WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Meredith Summers, who is always into something around here. Hello.
Oh, hello. I like this music.
You do?
Me want to dance.
She's dancing. And now I got Ann dancing. All right, well, listen. Let's everybody dance. Forget the radio show. Get up and do your thing. All right. I'm sort of getting my groove on. Oh, no.
It's Wednesday before holiday. You kind of
Yes, it is. I'm going to get out of here for a couple of days, which is always nice just to get away. All right. You haven't been able to escape some of the happenings, though, in Washington this week, and some of them haven't been good happenings. We're talking about what happened down at the Occupy Wall Street crowd, the Occupy D.C. crowd, I should say, something about a sexual assault.
Yeah, this was the first really serious sort of crime that has come out of that, of at least our local camp.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday night, according to Occupy D.C.'s website, an individual complained or accused another individual of sexual assault and theft, and so the U.S. Park Police immediately removed that man. And no charges have been pressed just yet because the investigation is still ongoing. But, I mean, you hear all about all this other horrible stuff like groping and you know, rape and sexual assault reports, other camps, and D.C.'s been mostly pretty calm and peaceful. But, yeah, this was the first time.
Did you have a chance to talk to some of the protesters?
I did, and to be totally honest with you, most of them had heard about it, but they didn't know a lot of details, and whether that was just, you know, their way of trying to not necessarily sweep it under the rug, but, I mean, it looks bad regardless. Because I was talking to a couple of my editors, and it's like, here's this park. I mean, they have police around them all the time, and there's about 100 people there. So you'd think somebody would have heard something or noticed it, but or you know, who could say, oh yeah, I saw this happen or I heard this
all
happen.
Right. Now, but, have you talked to some of the women down there?
I did. Yeah. I actually talked to two of them yesterday.
Okay, I'm curious because they're the, I guess they represent the lesser number in all of this.
Yes, they're even smaller.
Do they have their own little encampment within the?
I mean, it's not like a women's only, you know, estrogen trifecta in one corner. But there's a small group of them, and I talked to one girl who's only 20 years old, and she's been there since early October when the camp first opened, I guess.
Yeah. Have they had safety concerns, though, up to this
point? No, she even said she'd always felt safe there, but they have sort of a communication dialogue among the women if anything were to happen or come up. And but I talked to a couple women, and they all said the same thing. But, I mean, they admitted that there are definitely people. When you welcome everyone, you welcome everyone. And that includes people who are right off the street, people who have temper problems. And so they try to keep everybody in check.
Yeah, I was just mentioning to Carrie a couple of months ago, I saw 15 Occupy Wall Street types, or Occupy D.C. types, I should say, standing outside of DAR Constitution Hall last night. And the only thing they did was, quite frankly, they chanted, you know, we're the 99%. Yeah. And they did that for probably the entire 7 or 8 minutes that I kind of stood there and watched them. I walked past them, and that's all they did. And I counted, and there were 15 of them, and then, as I told Carrie, there were 21 cops.
Yep, that sounds about right.
More cops than there were protesters.
Always.
And they never deliberately walked down the block, came around behind them, sort of, just to kind of watch them for a little bit to see if they were going to do anything else, because the crowd was coming out. And they really didn't. They just, you know, it's the same thing over and over and over again, and the cops just stood there. When I walked by one of the cops, he kind of rolled his eyes. It's almost as if to say, you know, yeah, that's right, I'm getting paid
here
to stand here
again.
And babysit.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, yesterday they were chanting because a handful of actual Occupy Wall Street members from New York had marched all the way down here. And
oh, that's right.
Yeah. And I was thinking it was going to be this huge march. There was maybe like 6 people.
That's a long walk.
It's a very long walk, yeah. But you can hear in their voices, and when you just stand around the camp, there's a lot of raspy sneezing now. So, I mean, they've had to deal with rain for what, like the past 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And it's cold out there.
Yeah.
And,
I heard about them making the walk, and I was somewhat surprised that they were only walking, I think it was, I don't know what it was. It was like 8 or 12 miles a day. Something.
Yeah.
It really wasn't, and took them a couple weeks to make the walk. And I thought, man, I can walk that, you know. Two or three hours, yeah, you know, I've done, you know, 8, 12 miles, whatever it is. And it took them 2 weeks to walk down here, or was it symbolic?
No, I want to say, I know they took a ferry across the Hudson, but they might have.
Real protesters would have
they
jumped in the water.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of chanting, and I want to say they stopped off in a couple of places at other fellow Occupy areas like Baltimore and Delaware.
Because they're the big heroes.
Philadelphia, yes.
Yeah. the ringleaders.
Yep.
You see this thing dying?
That's a good question. You know, I really thought yesterday everybody would be gone because it was freezing rain and miserable, but they had this tarp, and my God, this tarp could have covered the Verizon Center. It was
huge.
And they just seemed to be out there for the long haul, I guess.
What about for Thanksgiving? Any of them say
anything? Well, actually, they had something today. I saw on their board. They went to one of the local churches for turkey from 2 to 5.
Oh, I guess.
They are well prepared there.
All right, we'll continue to watch them. I know you will. What do you have planned for the holiday?
Tomorrow I'm having orphan Thanksgiving with a couple friends.
You are?
We're all stuck, you know, here. Although I fly home Friday morning.
I felt sorry for you for a second.
No, I know, for a second. I get that from a lot of people.
Because
as soon
as you said that, I'm flying home Friday morning. Well, you know, like if you couldn't get home, I'd certainly understand. I'd feel bad.
No, but. No, I'm an independent woman who insists that her parents pay her flight home. So they're like, we can get you in on Friday. So I'll take it. I'll take what I can get.
Ohio, right?
Yes, Ohio.
That's not too bad.
No, it's only like an hour and a half flight and go home, eat a lot of fried stuff.
Yeah.
And then get right back on the plane. Yeah, I know, right? Right after feasting on turkey.
Yeah, can't get enough.
What about you?
I was very smart in my own mind, which is very small. We had our Thanksgiving last Sunday because our children are married and have their own kids, and they need to go to the in-laws tomorrow.
Gotcha.
So it kind of frees us up, you know, for 4 days.
Well, tomorrow, apparently, there's a couple stores open, like, at 8 a.m. in Georgetown, so you could go shopping.
I won't
be
there.
Get a whole new wardrobe.
Okay, good. I need one. I'm wearing an orange shirt today. Hey, Ann, did you notice?
I wore
the Halloween shirt today.
I thought it looked very autumnal.
It is autumnal, and so do you. You have that
autumnal
look.
This is blush, I believe, a dark blush.
Right. Ann, on the other hand, is wearing some kind of weird purple.
Ann's laughing at us, She's wearing her Mardi Gras shirt today.
Yeah, okay. Ah, I just noticed all the beads.
I like it. It's flair. I like it.
All right. Well, listen, have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you.
Thanks for
too.
Dropping in, and you take care.
I'll see you next week.
All right. We'll see you then. Meredith Summers here at the Washington Times.